Everybody know.
This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's radio, free radio.
You want to work with and communicate successfully with the community, you can't really go home at night to a different level. So for me, I gained a lot of insight into how the community around me lives because for the most part, I was experiencing the same thing they were.
Well, one of the reasons why it was pretty easy for me to work with these international volunteers was because before I started working with Youth Challenge as a group leader, I had an opportunity to work along with them in facilitating workshops and hanging out with them. And I think for me, this helped me in that when I went on project as a group leader, I was, you know, familiar with some of the culture, which I think is very important that, you know, you must be familiar with the culture of the people, where they come from and that kind of stuff, to really understand them.
If they didn't have power or electricity, neither did I. If there was a drought and they had a water shortage, so did I. I didn't get to take a shower, and I would have to walk a half a kilometer to the store to get a bottle of water in order to brush my teeth and stay hydrated. Having said that, YCI would never put you in a position where your living environment is dangerous or totally unsafe to your health. But it is a challenging experience in that you don't have nearly as many of the luxuries as you do at home. And this is character building.
For me, I see like lots of these people came wanting an experience. A lot of them came not knowing what they were getting themselves into. Some people at first, when they see, you know, maybe the location, when they look at the sleeping accommodations, they're like, damn, you know, is this what I'm here for?
It taught me that a lot of the things we're used to living with, we don't actually need. The time I spent in Costa Rica, I thought I was going to go bananas that first week. No cell phone, no email, no television. I was beside myself with the lack of stimulus.
After living like in a different location for a certain amount of time, when they meet the people and they see the hospitality of the people, then they realize that, you know what, it's not so hard after all. And by just looking at, you know, how some people live, I mean, some of the volunteers have never seen people living in these kind of situations. And, you know, wanting to reach out.
Week two, I didn't even miss it anymore. I had a whole new type of stimulus. I had a jungle, tropical weather, the YCI challengers to talk with and play cards with, the community to be around, cooking, cleaning, working, playing soccer.
And I think in the end, like, people left, you know, happy. People left some sad because, okay, we're going to go back to our big, you know, modern cities and leaving these people here.
These were my new things to keep me busy. And at the end of the day, after working, my body was exhausted. It was time to go to sleep anyway. So I hardly missed the things like email and chatting on the phone.
It was a new experience working with people, working and living with people, you know, for a couple of weeks. You know, people I don't know, just meeting you now and then living for you with you for a couple of weeks.
When you live with people, and when I say live, usually that means sleeping in a room, on the floor, in sleeping bags, beside people, waking up, seeing them, cooking beside them, working beside them.
And, yeah, at times there were difficulties in that, you know, people are just individuals, and individuals will, you know, act in their own individual ways. And, you know, we might, you know, have differences.
There's not usually electricity, so you play cards and talk to them, and you do this for 6 to 12 weeks, whichever project it is, you end up forming, inevitably, bonds.
I think in the end for us it worked out in that we, you know, we look forward and we knew that here, we got to work as a team, and the end product, you know, is one goal we want to achieve, and working together is the only way to achieve that goal.
Sometimes you love the people, sometimes you hate them at the end of it, but the more important thing is that you've had this experience together.
It was a great experience to me, you know, sharing my culture with people who don't know anything about my culture and also learning from their cultures.
It's a wonderful thing that happens when you're able to gain this new family. And my Tanzania project family, we had so many stimulating debates and conversations and learning from each other and everyone's different knowledge base and who thought we should do what. And
I think in most of the communities that were challenges were, like, they left really good impressions. And I know that the challengers themselves, after going back to Canada, left with good impressions. And that, like, verbally, you know, they said to me, you know, Mikey, I didn't know that it was like this. You know, I thought it would have been different. You know, I came here for one reason, but, you know, I'm leaving now with so many other reasons.